It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is a podcast about reality television and friendship. I asked my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Also, my name's Jake Scheidel. I don't know if I mentioned that. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Primo Flat Earth Society member, Thomas Powell,
I'm
over here.
I'm the president of the Flat Earth Truth Movement. I'm good.
What if that was the end of the
podcast? Yeah, that was it. It was
like all of his lead up, and it's just like, I believe the Earth is flat. End of show.
Yeah, and that's
Steely Dan comes in.
Yep. Yeah, cue Steely Dan. That's what this show is now, is a Steely Dan and Flat Earth Truth podcast.
We play a Carly Rae Jepsen song at the beginning, and then we say one sentence about a conspiracy theory we're into, and then Steely Dan plays us out.
Yep.
And it's a great show, and everybody loves it, and we win all the podcast.
I mean, I think it would be a better show than what we're doing right now, but...
Honestly, yeah.
IMHO.
More like IMDb, a website we read off of regularly on this stupid podcast.
And boy, do I have some pages ready for you, Jake.
I'm so excited. It's my favorite segment of this reality television
We're
going to
go through Kevin Sorbo's entire filmography.
It would be great if you just legitimately started reading that off. Hey, Thomas. Got a question for you today, not about the Earth and how it is flat, because there's no question.
Yeah, I was about to say that, of course you wouldn't. There is no question.
My question is, in fact, did you watch Are You the One? Second Chance is Less.
Traveling in a fight, I'd come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
I sure did. I watched it.
Two times.
Two.
First time.
Two. Like the number of dimensions there are for the Earth. It's all connected, man.
It's true. This podcast has been a long con to dip people's toes into the Flat Earth Society.
The only one perpetuating
theory.
A long con is NASA. I think we've established that.
I think you're right about that. That's obvious. The moon? Says who? There's no way that something in space, a place that may or may not actually exist, can control the water here on our flat Earth.
We all know that Piccolo destroyed the moon when Gohan transformed into the great ape Uzaru, and it was the only way that he could get him to turn back. The moon's not there anymore. Vegeta put a hologram up once, but it's not actually there.
Just like Tupac. The man on the moon is Tupac.
Yeah. Piccolo killed Tupac, and then Vegeta put a hologram of Tupac out there. A hologram of Tupac that went, "What up, Dre? What up, Snoop?" And it was, like, very obviously someone doing an impression of him.
Did we mention this week's episode title?
No.
I said episode about 17 times more than I needed to.
Hit me with this week's episode-specific episode title.
This first episode this week was called Over the Edge, the penultimate episode. Fine episode title, means nothing, not clever, but not bad.
Was the penultimate episode in that title?
No, that would have been really good.
Yeah, that would have been a way better title.
Over the Edge, : the penultimate episode.
Yeah, that would have been a very good title.
Yeah, but no, it's just Over the Edge, which is, you know, fine, as we already established.
We might want to speed through talking about titles, because we're gonna spend a lot of time talking about titles.
Oh, yeah, next week. You can't pass judgment if you yourself can't also judge yourself, so. Those are words to live by. I read those on my grandma's kitchen wall. You can't
does it
pass
also
judgment.
Have, does it also have some form of the word judge in it, like five times?
It does, yeah. Judges are only judges can be judgmental to other judges, and then it's a quote attributed to Judge Dredd.
That's the judge. That's the Hippocratic Oath for judges.
Mm-hmm. Only judges can judge other judges.
Only God can judge me. Also, other judges.
Only God or other judges can judge me. God, another judge.
God is the ultimate judge. If we're being real here.
Let's be honest. So Devin thinks that Cameron stole the money, and Cameron reveals that he did steal the money and intended to break up with Michaela. Whoa, damn. What a shocker that would have been. And then Tori and Morgan compare themselves to James Bond. And did you see this part? You say you always skimmed through the episode, so you might have missed some things.
I did not see this part.
Oh, man, it was wild. Morgan puts up finger guns. He's wearing a tuxedo, you know? He puts up finger guns like James Bond and then wants Tori to pose like the Bond girl, I guess is the term. But she, like, puts her back to his and also puts up finger guns like Charlie Angels. Charlie Angels. You know that show?
Yeah, that show about super spy Charlie Angels.
Oh man, here's a great idea for a podcast. I think you can tell already it's a terrible idea, but it's too late now. Charlie Rose and whoever played Charlie and Charlie's Angels.
You know that guy's dead. Come on.
Maybe not in the Drew Barrymore version.
Yeah, who did play?
Probably Jimmy Fallon.
Looks like we need to go back to our old friend IMDb.
It's
the segment everyone's
segment.
Been waiting for, Tom's IMDb corner.
Charlie of Charlie's Angels and Charlie Rose host a podcast about the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise called Charlie Rose. It's the guy's name. The name of the show is also the guy's name.
Sure.
Is there somebody? I have a feeling, I've never seen either of those movies, but I have a feeling that Charlie didn't even exist in them. Are you seeing anything
We are about to find out.
How is it not like the fourth
build person? All I'm seeing right now is that Alex Trebek played himself in this film.
The truth is, Alex Trebek has always been Charlie.
Because I know that the guy that like talks to them is Bosley or whatever.
No, the guy on the intercom?
Yeah.
Who like gives them their missions?
Yeah.
No, his name is Karamo Brown. No, I thought that was Charlie.
Nah, man.
Wait, who is Charlie then? I've never watched any of these shows or movies.
The same thing.
Okay, forget Survivor Triple H. We're only talking about Charlie's Angels now.
This is a Charlie's Angels podcast where we try and get down to the bottom of who Charlie is.
Who the fuck is Charlie? Welcome to the Do You Watch Survivor spinoff. Who the fuck is Charlie?
John Forsythe reprised his role as the unseen Charlie's voice from the original series, so it is the same person in both of them.
He dead, though? Did he die?
Yes, he died in 2010.
Okay,
cause of death was pneumonia. He was 92 years old.
Okay. I don't know why you said that with such a big smile on your face, you fucking weirdo.
We got him.
Okay, so then Morgan, after they do their James Bond thing, says, "Kiss me like a baby," and then Tori kisses him on the forehead. This is what you miss when you skim through the episode.
I'm glad I missed
these
it. It sounds terrible.
Oh, I watched this almost a full week ago, and I'm still uncomfortable from it. It was real weird. But hey, if it works for them... Are you farting right now? What is that face?
Sure. Why not?
We're 9 minutes into this episode. It's already a mess. Devin tells Shanley he wants to face her in a final. Okay, cool. Hey, and then they go talk to Charlie of Charlie's Angels, and he gives them a mission. They have to move into an apartment and set it up like another apartment in the same building that they have to memorize by rappelling from the top of that apartment building. This is a cool little challenge, I think.
I agree.
So they race to the first building they have to get all the stuff from. And it's like, oh man, who's going to be first? But then everybody just ends up meeting in the elevator. So it's like, it doesn't matter. I wonder how many stairs they had to go up. Because if it was like three flights of stairs, you could have just sprinted up those and probably beat the elevator.
That seems like it would maybe be the more ambitious choice.
Yeah. So learning from Devin and Rashida's performance in the previous challenge, with like stacking all the boxes on top of each other, what's her name? Tori stacks all the boxes. They have to move out of the apartment on top of each other, but doesn't put it on anything with wheels, so just has to drag these gigantic boxes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then Adam and Shanley are missing one box, and they have to go all the way back up to the apartment, but then realize that the box they're looking for is just in Shanley's backpack. So they, like, made an extra trip for nothing. And then the challenge ends. The mission ends, excuse me. The first place goes to Devin and Rashida. Second goes to Tori and Morgan. And last goes to Cameron and Michaela. And then in the house, Cameron apologizes to Michaela and realizes that he needs to focus more on her. Great. Adam and Shanley complain about each other. Also great. And then Adam thinks that Shanley will steal and tries to convince her not to. Great. And then they go into the choice. They obviously choose Adam and Shanley. Then they both pick Cher. Means that the final three is Devin and Rashida, Tori and Morgan, and Adam and Shanley. The three teams who have been dominating all season. And then also one of them is not that. I do like how... Never mind. I was going to say I like how they're like three different... At three different stages in their relationship, but they're not really. So, forget I said that. Okay, so the second episode of this week that we watched was called The Long Haul. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because one, it's double meaning. There's two meanings to this, like there's two dimensions in Earth. First meaning, it's been a long time coming, this final. Second, relationships, am I right?
Sure. Who needs them?
Yeah, can't live with them, can't live without them. Shanley says that she was 2 seconds away from stealing. Shanley, you should have done that. You dumb idiot. Just
absolutely should have stolen.
This show would have been so much more interesting if more people had stolen. What was the final tally? Like, two people stole from their partner?
I think only, like, two
season?
People, yeah.
Well, three if you count Cameron, but that never actually came to fruition. I feel like next season, if they do another season of this, they need to give them more incentive to steal. Be like, hey, you steal, you get an extra $5,000 or something.
Or, like, double your bank.
Yeah. Because it's like, if you got $15,000 and you have 6 weeks left, you can triple, quadruple that number. So why would you steal? And then the whole episode is really boring. I don't know. I just think the show could have been better. Shoulda, coulda, woulda been better. Tori and Morgan study, in quotes, for the final. And Devin says he's 100% confident that they'll win. Then we go into the final mission. First place adds $50,000. Second, halves their bank. Third, gets zero money. Make it all the way to the final for nothing, Shanley. When you had the chance to win all of that money. I'm just disappointed in her.
Yeah. I was more disappointed in Adam for being, like, a total fucking giant baby piece of shit worthless turd, so...
Well, you're talking about the same guy who thought it would be a fun game to talk about who had the smallest dick in the house.
Adam!
Are you at all surprised that he is the worst? Like, I honestly would rather see Gio back than Adam. Because, like, at least Gio, you can sympathize with him and, like, see that he wants to get better and, like, can hope for that to happen. But Adam is just a dick bag. And I hate him.
Yeah, he's probably never going to change.
Yeah. So the first part of the mission is to take a taxi to the tallest building in the city and look over the city for a symbol at one of the locations of a previous mission, which will reveal what the second part of the mission is. The second part of the mission is a maze. Well, in a taxi there, Shanley says to Adam, it's going to be amazing. And with that kind of inflection, and then says, get it? And Adam just says, no. How, dude? I know you're not smart, but that's the most obvious pun.
This guy.
I hate him. at the maze, they have to answer questions about each other in separate parts of the maze and then meet back up in the middle. And so the teams do that. And then for the third part of the mission, they go to a place called Pebble Beach, where they have to rank what's most important to them in their relationship and hope it matches up with their partner's answers. On the way to the beach, did you see this part? This was weird.
I did not.
Oh, man. On the way to the beach, Adam is sitting in the back of the taxi with Shanley, staring straight ahead. They're not talking, and he's doing this really weird breathing thing, which is like... Yeah, it's weird. And Shanley's just staring at him like, what are you doing? But doesn't say a word, just like is observing. It was a great scene. Diamond in the Rough. The spinoff. YouTube spinoff show.
Just like Aladdin.
One Second Chances. Just like Aladdin.
Yeah, you remember at the beginning of that? The diamond he's like, in I'm the diamond rough.
I mean, yeah, but that's also like a phrase that people use.
No, it's only, yeah, because of Aladdin, Jake.
You're right. Aladdin.
Let me quick look up on IMDb. I'm sure it'll have whether or not.
Go to the trivia section. Where were we? Once they get it right, they have to sprint up to the lighthouse and where Karamo is, and he will tell them if they won or not. So they do all the shit. Devin and Rashida and Tori and Morgan are sprinting to the lighthouse. Devin and Rashida make it there first. But he tells them, the game's not over yet, muchachos. He does not say muchachos. They still have to go into the choice. What if he ended every segment that he's in?
That's my catchphrase.
By calling them muchachos. It's like, hey, you guys. No, you should be saying hello, muchachos. Did you know muchachos means hello and goodbye?
Yep. Sure did.
Tori and Morgan get second. Adam and Shanley get third. Good for all of them. So proud of them all for making it to the end. Back in the house, Adam and Shanley fight. Devin asks the other boys if he should steal, and Tori tells Rashida that Devin might steal. It's going to be a pretty dramatic final choice. But before we get into that, there's one little thing we got to talk about, and that's wildlife shots. Every wildlife shot this week on the challenge and Are You the One Second Chances was some sort of bird. And there were multiple. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like one seabird. There it is. But this time there were several, like, and they were all birds.
They know that we like birds.
We do like birds. I think we've covered birds in wildlife shots for like the past 6 months. It's all birds all the time.
They just know that we're really into birds.
I'm excited to... Oh, man, no. Next season on Survivor, it's going to be in the same place the last two seasons were, so we're going to get all the same wildlife shots. But we might see your old buddy Roland the Bat, your son.
Bats are close enough to birds.
Yeah, they're night birds.
They both fly.
I mean, yeah. So do airplanes. Are airplanes pretty close to birds
yeah,
also?
Yeah, night birds. Like, there aren't birds at night. Like, never yeah, see a bird at night. Bats.
That's true.
Owls are nocturnal, you idiot.
Yeah, but they go inside. They're inside birds.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Barn owls. Just barn owls.
And that's all the owls.
They don't only hang out in barns.
I'm pretty sure.
Where they sleep, dude.
Yeah, at night. Because they're not night birds like bats are.
I hate you so much.
All right, so the first wildlife shot this week is what we talked about last week, an albatross. And then also, we had some birds, which were indistinguishable. Got a pigeon and a crow. But here's the thing about the crow. Apparently, crows don't exist in South America, which is where the season of The Challenge was shot. But it looked like a crow. So I'm going to say it's a crow.
Just another NASA cover-up.
I forgot to tell you, I got a new job with NASA.
Oh, cover-up.
Did you say massive cover-up or NASA cover-up?
I said NASA cover-up.
Oh, I thought you said massive cover-up, so then I was like more like NASA cover-up. You know, little plan.
Yeah, it was more like that because that's what I said.
Turns out that I just repeated your joke. So nearly half of their body, which is 16 to 20 inches long, is tail. A crow. Isn't that interesting?
Sure.
Cool. It is also one of the few species of bird to have been observed making tools.
Yeah, they're smart.
Your friendly night bat doesn't make tools, does it?
No.
It just eats fruit and sucks blood.
No, they don't make
fuck
tools.
Your son.
Well, come on, man. Don't talk about them that way.
Apparently.
Also, like fuck your son, round earth scum, because I know that the sun is very close to the earth and not super far away, and that I can stare at it.
Good luck with that one. Can't wait to see how that turns out for you. Like apparently every other animal we talked about, crows are monogamous in their partners, in their
so you're
quest
saying
to make more crows.
You're saying these crows are loyal?
These crows are loyal. How do you feel about that?
It's kind of heartwarming.
Yeah, well, they're smart. They're smart cookies. They're smart birds.
Yeah, they're not cookies, you idiot.
I'm so sorry.
They're birds.
I like to call night cookies. Never mind. Okay, let's go into the final choice of this stupid show we've been talking about for far too long. Morgan, I noticed, was not wearing his tux, which he said was his good luck tux. He said that after they won their season of Are You the One, he said he was wearing it when they didn't get kicked off the show a couple weeks ago. Final choice, chance to win $170,000 from another team, not wearing his tux.
They both voted to Cher and not to Sonny.
Hey, Thomas. Did you watch the Challenge Dirty 30 last night? Or, like, an hour ago when I called you?
I did.
This week's episode was called Road to Redemption. I happened to look at the Wikipedia article for this season of the Challenge. And it claims that this season is hosted by John Cena.
What?
I don't know why.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I took a screenshot of it and everything to prove it. You can go to our Twitter. I posted it there. Somebody might have changed it by now, but for the time being, it's...
Yeah, someone might have changed it after you changed it to John Cena.
I didn't. I honestly didn't. Oh, I can understand why you would think I did. So, Kayla's...
The only thing John Cena hosts is...
It's a bad show. Let's not talk about it. Kayla is sad that Jenna is gone. Marie claims that she never wanted to split up Jenna and Kayla, which is a literal lie. That was her whole plan from the beginning. So maybe Marie, plan to win, outwit, outplay, outlast, out...
Sure.
TJ.
Man, I'm going to go... out TJ. I'm going to go into that Wikipedia page and edit it so it says that the host of this season.
You're so fucking stupid. I hate you so much. So then they go into the challenge for this week. TJ explains the challenge and tells them, "You aren't playing today," and then points to a boat with everybody returning from Redemption House and screams, "They are!" And then they flash back to 36 hours earlier, and it's the Redemption House. Tony learns that Shane is no longer there, and then TJ comes in and says, "Hey, you guys are going to come back. It's Redemption House." That's his catchphrase. And then Devin says that jowls are going to hit the floor. Did you catch that?
I did.
What does that mean?
Everyone is going to get very old, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, some of them are already there. Jowled bananas. CT.
Jowled.
Jowled bananas. So then they go back to the challenge. CT references Sixth Sense because he sees dead people. Do you get it? Do you remember the movie Sixth Sense?
No.
Haley Joel Osment could see dead people. And, you know, as everybody knows on the challenge, once you're kicked off, TJ murders you.
Yep.
So CT was under the impression that...
But then it turns out that TJ has also been dead the whole time.
Oh my God, what a twist! Produced or directed by M. Night Shyamalan, this whole show from the very start, when it was just a spring break vacation thing for two unrelated shows. Okay, so there's a platform hanging over the water. They have to battle each other one-on-one until one of them hits the water. It's a bracket-style elimination for the Redemption folks. Up first is Devin and Darrell. Darrell wins. Then it's Amanda.
Well, poor Devin that he got put in that position.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is, like, Devin actually almost got him, too. I was kind of proud of him.
I think with this, you have to, like, I think a good strategy would have been to stand there and let the person run at you. And then, like, as they almost hit you, just kind of step out of the way and let them go flying off the platform.
Yeah, I think, from what I could tell, very rarely was it, like, straight overpowering someone that got you the win. It was using their momentum against them.
Yeah. Well, because the platform was swinging, too, so that you could use that. But these people aren't super smart, I think. Anyway, Amanda and LaToya face off, and Amanda wins. Then Derek and Tony face off. Derek, our favorite person. It's been a very Derek-heavy show this year. Did you watch Survivor last night?
Yeah, it has.
We've watched three different shows that he's been on, and he is eliminated almost immediately in all of them. loses it almost immediately in all of them. So Derek and Tony wins. And
the thing is, Tony got very lucky there because Derek, like,
his foot flew out at the last second, yeah, right? Yeah.
Derek had him mm-hmm. beat.
Yeah. But physics don't care about your feelings. Tony says he now has a second chance. Which, dude, no. Why you keep the people on this show keep referencing other seasons of Survivor. And Are You the One?
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Next week, CT is going to say about Donald Bananas, he's a hero, he's a healer, and he is a hustler.
Yeah, I seem to recall CT when the Redemption House people were coming over being like, and they come in on this boat, and it's like I'm seeing a bunch of ghosts that came from like a ghost island or something.
I do have ghost island news I want to tell you about. So
sure,
let's get through this. Jenna versus Brianna. Jenna wins, thank God. Tony versus Darrell. Darrell wins. Amanda versus Jenna. Jenna wins, thank God. So we got Jenna back, but we also had to get Tony back. So
I was happy Jenna won, but I was rooting for Amanda to win because I was very amused by how mad it was making Camilla.
I am happy that Amanda is gone because it means we will see less of Camilla being upset. And if it means I see less of Camilla being upset, it means I see less of Camilla as a whole. And that's good, in my opinion.
I just like the interplay between Amanda being like, yeah, I get under Camilla's skin and I know it. And Camilla, like, cause she can't push me around, and Camilla being like, she's just bad. And I don't know why anyone would want her to be here because like, she's just like annoying and like, it doesn't bother me, but like, she's like bad.
Yeah. I don't understand why they have it out for each other.
Well, no, I think Amanda's absolutely right. Camilla wants to be in control and she likes to try and intimidate people, and Amanda's not afraid of her.
Yeah, I guess. I just think they're both boring and annoying, and I hope that they are on the next season together. I hope it's like Rivals 4 or something, and they have to be teammates, and they are eliminated the first week.
Hey, I'm a little late on this, but more like Borgen, you know, in regards to Torgen.
Good one, I think. I wouldn't describe them as boring. Like, Tori was pretty cool.
No, more like Borgen.
Well, Morgan is definitely a weirdo. Like, if you want to call Morgan Borgen, I'm here for it.
Nope, both of them.
I mean, okay, that's fine. So back in the house, John. Also, I want to start calling Donald Bananas John. Because, like, you're almost 40 years old.
John Bananas.
I think John is fine, like... You're almost 40 years old. Why do you still have your high school nickname?
Just John, the sequel to Just Joey.
I would not watch that show if it starred this guy. Dude, let's start calling him Just John, though.
Johnny Tribbiani.
his weird cousin from another network. Okay, so Johnny Tribbiani says, if anyone deserves a second chance, it's Tony. Again, with the second chance. We've already discussed that. And two, no, it's definitely not Tony. Of all of the people that were there, I would say Tony is the least deserving of a second chance.
Absolutely.
Tony is fucking up consistently on this show. So why are you defending him? I don't understand the fascination with Tony.
I did like when they were showing right before Tony and Derek being like, and you, the winner will face Durrell, and they cut to Durrell and looking like fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, like he's gonna murder someone. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh Jesus.
Marie claims that she won't vote for Jenna or Kayla ever again, which is probably a lie. Kayla talks to Corey about being a threat, and then the episode is over.
I'm still really mad that Tony beat Durrell.
Me too.
And Derek, if we're being honest. Like, yeah. He really pulled... The Durrell one especially, he pulled just completely out of his ass.
Yeah. He got lucky two times. He got lucky the number of times there are dimensions of the Earth.
He's gonna be back out, though. Like, he's not good at challenges or eliminations. Like, he doesn't do anything well.
Yeah. But he is on Johnny Tribbiani's alliance, so we can probably stick around for a while. Because really, if anybody deserves a second chance, it's Tony.
Corey lucked out here, though.
Oh, yeah, with Durrell and Derek leaving.
Yep.
Because, yeah, they were going to come for him. Which would have been upsetting, because I don't want to see my friends fighting, you know? My friends.
Well, Derek was going after Dario, but... Devin, oh, yeah. Devin and Durrell especially, were going to go after him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into points. You won 0 points this week? No, you won 1 point, and I also won 1 point, because we both said Tony would be coming back. You could have won another point, because you did say at one point that you thought Jenna was going to win the next challenge, and then we're like, oh no, she's been eliminated. If you had only
stuck with my gut.
Yeah. It's all right, though. You're still leading. Who do you think will win the next challenge? There's no Redemption House, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. Unless mm-hmm. there is a new Redemption House.
Ooh, Redemption House 2. I will say that... I'm going to say Nelson is going to win this next one.
Oh, okay.
And I will say that Jenna wins the first one back.
Okay. I'm going to say Donkey Kong wins this next
sure.
one, and Kara wins. Kara Maria. Okay. Who will lose, though?
I think that Nicole will lose. And I think that I'm gonna say who's the guy with the hand, you know, with the
oh Jordan,
the, Jordan. I'll say Jordan.
Yeah, his hand is defective. No, that's not correct. He is actually very very good with that.
No, he is. Hand. Yeah, it's just. Yeah, he just had some sort of congenital birth defect. Yeah.
Losing, I think Dario's gonna lose. No, I think Tony's gonna lose, and I think Jemmy will lose. Who do you think is gonna be voted in, though?
I think Jemmy is going to be voted in.
And what boy?
I'll say Corey, just because they have Jonald has another person to go after Corey with
mm-hmm.
in Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that happening.
Voted in, I will say Camilla. Oh no, Kayla. I'm gonna go with Kayla and Hunter, I guess. Yeah. Any other eliminations? Or any other predictions, I should say. Oh, wait, did we say who's going to be eliminated?
No.
Oh, God, there's so many things to predict.
I know, right?
Only, like, half of them happen in the episode.
I think that Jordan is going to be eliminated, and I think that... Man, who did I have? I had Nicole versus Jemmy, I think.
Yeah.
I'll say that Jemmy wins that one.
I'm going to agree with you that
so
Jemmy...
So Nicole will be eliminated.
Jemmy goes home and...
No. I'm saying Jemmy does not go home. I'm saying she beats Nicole.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Jemmy goes home. And I'm going to say... Who did I say is going in? Some other people.
He said that Tony was going to lose, and I'm trying to remember who he said would get voted in.
I'm going to say Tony is the one going home then.
It'd be really funny.
That's how it always happens on any Redemption Island season of Survivor. It's like you return from Redemption Island, and then you're voted out the very next day.
Yep.
Survivor Triple H starting up September 27th. Guess what happens 1 week before that, though?
What's that?
Are You the One, Season 6. There's 11
damn
perfect matches this season. New host, New Orleans, so it's domestic. So that'll be fun. I don't think we'll be covering that, though.
No, probably not.
Since it runs almost exactly in time with the
Runs parallel to Survivor.
Yeah. Ghost Island starts, I don't know, March or something, probably. When do they usually start the spring season? March, I want to say, maybe February. Not soon enough, though. But some news came out about what Ghost Island is going to be. Oh, wait, here comes a plane. Can you hear this?
There we go. It's an island that makes ghosts. We all know that.
Ghost Island, it's an island that makes ghosts. Okay, let's see if this plane picks up on the... Oh. Yeah, that one wasn't very loud. Vroom, vroom.
Oh, no.
I'm a plane.
It's on the...
I'm like a bird.
A plane is a night bird.
Well, if it's a red eye.
I'm currently looking up the IMDb page for the movie Red Eye.
Please do. Malcolm McDowell, Julia Foster, and George Foreman were the three stars.
Yep.
And it was all about...
There were no stars in the sky. They were all in the movie Red Eye.
It was all about they had to get a George Foreman grill to New York from... What's a city? Hong Kong, overnight, but, you know, they had to be there by 8 a.m., and they were the only three who could do it. The first person I said, Malcolm McDowell, he's the pilot. Julia Foster, that person we've all definitely heard of and is a real person.
Real person.
She is the love interest of both George Foreman and Malcolm McDowell. George Foreman, the only other person on the plane other than Julia Foster and Michael McDonald. Also, Michael McDonald is there.
Michael McDonald is there! Malcolm McDowell gets waylaid. He can't pilot the plane. There's only one person who can, and it's Michael McDonald.
And then in, like, in the fourth sequel, there's a scene where Malcolm McDowell is just watching the plane on the news and is crying, and then his assistant is like, "Why are you crying?" And he's like, "I don't know."
And what a what a fool believes is playing.
That's not what happens in Lost.
What a fool believes is playing in the background.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's because I have a connection with Michael McDonald, who piloted that plane that took off and landed safely overnight 6 years ago. Yeah, I'm very emotional about it.
They got the Foreman grill there.
They really did it for that exhibit. I think this is the worst movie that's ever existed.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
So Ghost Island.
Yeah, what? Please tell me what the thing with Ghost Island is.
So it apparently will take its name from previous season's advantages that people made mistakes with.
Oh my God, everyone, how is everyone going to get eliminated from this game?
I don't know.
They're all going to lose.
It's, I mean, that would be the first time that's ever
happened.
Everyone
gets an extra vote.
Yeah. That would be a really great way to, like, flush an idol, though. Like, one of the advantages is, like, one time somebody had two idols, I guess, but then, like, got sent home without using either idol. So I guess one of the things is, like, they're going to hide two idols at the same time. And then another thing, I don't know.
That's very dumb.
Yeah, I hope that they do more with the Ghost Island theme, because the logo is really cool, and if it's a cool logo, it's a good season.
That much we know.
Heroes versus Villains, great logo, great season. Blood versus Water, good season, good logo. Millennials versus Gen X, I don't remember the logo, but the season was fairly good.
I don't think the logo was good. But.
Second Chance was good. That was a really good logo. And that was a really good season.
I can't talk about logos right now, Jake. Some of us have to pee, all right? Let's wrap this shit up.
Okay. Next week is episode 100, so we're going to go through our episode titles. Use the hashtag TJ on Survivor. We want to see TJ Lavin on Survivor. Review us on iTunes and email us at didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. That's for the review part, not the email part.
Well, you can email us and say that I like your podcast, I give you 5 stars, but just also submit a review if you do that.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN. I'm Jake Scheidel on Twitter. Thomas fell asleep. He's Tom Not Tom on Twitter.
No, I'm Tom Not Tom on Twitter.
And
I went into a pee coma.
We want 100 million new listeners by the next season of Survivor.
God damn it. I drank a whole 32-ounce Gatorade, okay? Some of us need to leave right now.
All
right.
Have a great summer. Have a great piss break.
Deuces, but more like number one.
Shit, episode 99, here we go. Alright, 100, tomorrow, next week, not tomorrow.
Last episode before the rounder,
the best segment.
Before the rounder theory is proven to be a lie by the solar eclipse, where everyone puts on their bullshit NASA VR glasses to keep going with the lie, but...
I do need to go get some of those.
Us real scientists will be staring directly at the sun, and it won't
Please
go wrong
this.
At all, and we won't go blind.
I think that's a really good plan, and I'm excited to see the results of it.
Look,
let me know.
It's... The Earth is flat, the sun is a beautiful firmament above it, and, you know, I'm just ready for everyone to accept that.
I think my theory on your experiment is that we will not have to do a FaceTime call after the eclipse.
Yeah, because you won't have to worry. You don't have to worry about me being able to pick up visual cues.
Right, because you won't be able to see at all.
Well, actually, it'll be you that won't be able to see because the NASA fake VR glasses are going to blind all of you round earthers.
Are you saying fake VR glasses because they wouldn't work for VR? Because I think that's what you
mean. No, look. I can see why that would be confusing. I meant the two are not mutually exclusive. I'm saying like it is both fake and a set of VR glasses.
Oh, I see. So we shouldn't
use
them to look
straight at the sun.
Yeah,
it is presenting you a virtual reality that is artificial, is what I'm saying.
Is this like all glasses you think are this way? Are presenting a false reality?
I think you'll find that NASA has their own set for them that they're distributing to people.
That's true.
Coincidence?
That is true.
I think not.
You can't trust NASA. Man on the moon? Can't see a man
up
there.
Yeah, they're trying to protect this lie that they've created.
Yeah, because they hired Stanley Kubrick and said, make it look like a man got on the moon. And, like, you can't You can't send video footage from the moon to Earth.
Well,
I know, I've been
there. Yeah, and also, like, they want to... It furthers the round Earth theory that, you know, that people saw mm-hmm. the round Earth from the moon, which, first of all, is a hologram that is projected, you know, and isn't real. So, it's just a lot of layers.
The moon is really the Tupac of celestial bodies. It's just a hologram.
But in that it never existed?
In that it never existed.
I'm also a flat Tupac theory truther. Tupac was actually just like, you know, the scene in Space Jam where Wayne Knight
more like through Pac.
You know the scene in Space Jam where Wayne Knight gets.
Wait, Thomas, did you hear my?
Yeah, I don't care about
more like through Pac because it's a hologram, so you can see.
Your time is done with the joke. You told your joke, and now I'm going to tell my joke.
Okay,
and my joke is that Tupac is flat. Like, the scene in Space Jam where Wayne Knight is crushed, and they have to, like, mm-hmm. peel him off of the ground. That's just what he looked like all the time, and we all are having a collective delusion that he was a normal three-dimensional man that stood, and not someone that glided across the ground with only two dimensions.
That movie just came out, that biopic about him. I don't remember them promoting it as a 3D movie. You know why? Probably because Tupac was two-dimensional.
His hits, California Love, in parentheses, From Down Here, and All Eyes mm-hmm. on Me, in parentheses, on the floor.
Tupac was inspired by Flat Stanley, or rather, Flat Stanley movie. Flat Stanley, that's his name, was inspired by Tupac.
And everyone also has this misconception... about Tupac, that there were north and south poles to him, and actually mm-hmm. there was just a wall of ice completely surrounding Flat Tupac.
That's true. I saw it in the biopic about him.
Yeah, you know,
All Eyes
you know
on
who,
Me.
You know who produced that biopic? NASA.
Who? Makes sense to me. NASA's entire organization is just to promote false science.
Yeah, they just want us to think things are round when they're flat. That's all I'm saying.
I don't see what the point in that is, but I know it to be a fact.
Look, they have their own nefarious purposes. I'm just trying to expose them.
I appreciate that. I think we need to do another podcast where we just expose NASA and all of their lies. Maybe Alex Jones can produce it. I think that would be a good...
No, we don't associate with Alex Jones. He's not part of the Flat Earth movement. We welcome him, but he has not espoused any beliefs that the Earth is in fact flat.
But we know the truth. Earth is flat.
Like everyone else, he'll come around.
Good. Well, he doesn't want to go too far around or he'll fall off.
No,
after all, the Earth is flat.
That's what the ice wall is there for, Jake.
Well, I'd assume he would climb the ice wall.
Well, no, you can't, because NASA and the world governments are the only way that you can get up there with their special helicopters.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust helicopters either. Do you know why the blades on a helicopter are flat? Because NASA created them.
Just imagining a series of, like, those Illuminati memes where it's just like, there's a triangle in here. It's just like, if there's anything flat, it's like... coincidence?
This is a flat podcast now. You can only listen to it lying on the ground.
I like that for that bit, I only had to exaggerate, like, a little bit for that Flat Earth stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I love it. Honestly, I love it. I'm into it. I am I don't think it's really hurting anybody, and if anything, it's just amusing.
How do people believe that? Like, legitimately? Like, what? How? Why?
It's like anything. It's like 9/11 truthers. It's like stuff like that. There's enough kind of misleading stuff that you can post to plant the seed for that that's easily disproven. But once you sort of planted the seed and someone has latched onto it, it's really hard to get them to let go of it. It's that way with almost any kind of conspiracy theory.
Was 9/11 a Flat Earth Society movement? Were they trying to make the Earth 9/11, more flat?
Could not have been an... I would like to see someone that was like, 9/11 could not have been planes because it would be impossible for... Like, I don't even know, man. I don't know if there is a single flat Earth, position on whether or not 9/11 was an inside job or whether jet fuel can or can't melt steel beams.
I think the positions of the Flat Earth Society are pretty clear. I think that position is flat.
So actually, yeah, 9/11 was good because it took down the trade centers to their... to what they would consider a more natural state of being.
Mm-hmm. What if Flat Earth Society people were, like, environmentalists, too, and, like, just really wanted nature to blossom, and were like, humans are destroying the Earth, this beautiful flat Earth.
Yeah, that would be... I think that's the best possible thing, is if it was just, like, a very standard environmentalist thing, like, it was, like... Look, we need to be conserving this, like, this beautiful planet that we live on, which is flat, by the way. And anyway,
yeah, I like want to read up on conspiracy theories like that, but I know that, like, just one of them is going to pique my interest
That's a little too much.
You
might get sucked into one of those. And all
That's
of a
what
sudden,
I'm always afraid of.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I don't even know. I'm trying to think.
All of a sudden, you know the truth about the Earth and that it is flat.
The best conspiracy theory we've already established this on the show is that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one that I have latched onto, and I will keep that there until I die.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. I think the only, like, conspiracy theory, and I don't even call it a conspiracy theory because I believe it is true, is that UFOs have visited Earth.
I don't. Sorry.
It's stupid. I don't
believe UFOs have visited Earth.
I think that's dumb. I think that's a
dumb
theory to have.
Hey, guys, the truth isn't out there. How about that? Check and mate.
Check and mate. You did it.
Checkmate, right. Atheists. Yeah, 9/11 was good.